Oh, okay, this is getting to be a bit strange. That's the second file that's being corrupted. I've continued on. So I've had a file that's 3 hours, 48 minutes. I just out for a walk in the hotel here. Just went to the IHOP for breakfast. So if you're not hearing any of the first two files, and this is all you're hearing, none of this is going to make sense. But I'm in America, in Florida, and I'm back to the hotel. There has been almost 4 hours of show before this. And they're both in files that have now been corrupted or frozen on the voice app on Apple, whatever it's called. So you're just going to have to, if you're not hearing either of them, if you're not hearing 4 hours plus before you hear this, then I couldn't recover the files. And there's so much stuff. But anyway, the last thing that I did record, which I'm going to just have to continue on from, was, what's it called? Magnificent or, I don't know, that thing at the end of the show in Hollywood, Disney Hollywood Studios. And it's all like kind of lasers and projection. Big show at the end, Mickey Mouse and all that. And it worked out really well. Anyway, as I said, we went to IHOP there for breakfast. We're finishing the last few days of our trip. And and the files seem to be locking up. I don't know what I'm going to have to do. I'll see if I can get them on the computer at home or something and try and... I looked it up a bit. I think it has to do with headers or something, because obviously the audio information is probably still there. How to get it out and try and fix it, I don't know. All right, be right back. So anyway, another day by the pool. Apart from all these files screwing up, I just want to catch this thought that, you know, when people have relationship with you, maybe that's like, I don't know, one-sided or only appears to be one way but is actually another, then calling it out is only making things are the way that it actually is, you know, or the way it already was. Calling it out just makes it what it was anyway. Something like that. Just making things the way that they actually are is the way that it was anyway. And just calling it out just calls it into reality of what it actually is. Something like that. Yeah, so all these files, I don't know how I'm going to get these sorted. Hopefully get it onto a laptop or computer and then maybe be able to fix these headers or whatever the hell's wrong. That's another thing about, you know, the differences between Europe or Ireland and America. Not so much Europe, more so Ireland and maybe the UK. You know, and this is quite an obvious thing. It's a well-known thing that the Americans generally are go-getters and encourage others to go get what they want and to live their full life, to live living your best life, isn't that what they say nowadays? But more so in Ireland than I think UK, there's a lot of like jealousy around things, like if you have a new car or a new house or anything like that, or you go on holiday or something, it's isn't it well for you, or isn't it well for you, you can do all that. Look where I am, kind of thing. Look where everyone else is. It's always about the poor me, the crab mentality, wanting to pull you back down. Whereas in America, it's like, well, good for you. You keep going. Go get it. You know? You get yours. You know? Get what you can, you know? As high up as you can. Do your thing. It's more encouraging, you know? It's a healthier psychology. And it's that interact, that bleeds into the interaction among people as well. That's not to say that there isn't, I wouldn't say jealousy here, but more of an envious here, and the envy, they try to attain a better standard of living or whatever else, or whatever they value, that they value. And some people don't necessarily value, you know, commercial things or material success. Some people value other things in life, so it's not everybody's value or everybody's cup of tea. But certainly there is those differences, and I think it goes back to our history somewhere. I don't know what it's about. Is it about the colonization, or not too sure it's about colonization, because the English sort of have it as well a bit, and they were one of the major colonizers. So I'm not sure it's necessarily that. But there's certain aspects of the psychology here that are healthier in that way. Another quick review. We got Popeyes and it sucked. I much prefer Chick-fil-A.
Okay, not entirely sure where I left that last time. Hold on, maybe I'll make the quality a bit better here.
1, 2, there we go. That's a bit better, a little bit better maybe. Although it's going to get more of the car sounds when I start going, but maybe I'll just won't go for a minute. Okay, just finishing the exercise. I think it's a couple of weeks later since I recorded or something. Or maybe a week or so. So I'm not sure what I was talking about before. But surely I talked about the topic of losing all of the files that are recorded at Disney. The recording files, the voice memo recordings. It has been an ongoing saga, kind of. I've reset my phone. I've downloaded from iCloud. I reset it. I went back. I did it like 3 or 4 times. I've tried every which way. I've contacted Apple support. And it turns out there was another issue, which was like my files weren't syncing properly to the other devices, because I could sync my voice memos with iCloud through my computer and my iPad, but it wasn't happening on my iPhone. But apparently this update has fixed that, so I've done an update to the latest thing, operating iOS, and it seems to be syncing now. But anyway, talking to Apple support, and he was very good. He was on for a long time. Like I was on chat first and thing, and then she handed me like elevated the problem, and so we're talking on the phone, and you know he was with me for a good half an hour anyway, and kind of went through a good few things, and it was all iCloud related and syncing and stuff, and he explained to me the files on iCloud, particularly what I think with maybe messages and possibly voice memos and stuff, they don't back up on iCloud like sort of physically like they do say with photos or something like that. It's more like it's just a syncing thing or something. It sounds more like a feed or something the way he was explaining it. So however, because they're not showing up in the other devices, it looks like these files are gone, they're lost. In saying that, I have still some hope. I'm living on hopium a little bit because I can see it's still stuck on downloading on my phone, the two files. there's no audio there, and it's only those two files that are not syncing with any of the other devices. So it's just, there's nothing there. There's nothing there when I share it. There's nothing there when I edit it. There's nothing there. You know, it just, if there's no file to come up. So I may have to accept that it is gone. Are they gone, the whole thing? It's just such a pity, obviously. 3 or 4 hours of Disney and rides and, you know, the whole airplane there, the journey, and the journey back. Well, I think I did get some of the journey back, did I? I don't even know at this stage. So it's very disappointing, but I'm still going to, you know, look around and see what I can find. There is third-party apps that can go into your iCloud. They're not recommended. There's things like iMobile something, and you can go in and you can get into deeper levels of the iCloud or something. Obviously, it's not recommended, and, you know, it's not Apple, you know, it's Apple wouldn't recommend it either and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know, and I think I did even try that briefly, but it was very complicated and I couldn't, like, I don't know, I might try it again. It might be worth trying again. But, yeah, and then these other, there's probably other ones. If I could get the file, even if there's nothing on it, you know, if I could download the file, because it just says downloading on my device here, but if I could download it, even if it's not working, at least I could then start using other tools to sort of try and maybe, you know, sort of edit the hash digital, what do you call it, the ones and zeros on the headers or something like that. I imagine it might be something like that, but yeah, so that's the thing there. Other than that, just back to life, back to reality. That's a song, isn't it? Back to life, back to reality. Yeah, back to the general thing. What do you call it? Routines and stuff. And yeah, I suppose if I can go back in memory and maybe I'll look at the photographs and just talk about the things we did at Disney, maybe it'd be a pale comparison, but it might be something. I might do that later. And there's been quite a bit of sort of Mercury retrograde stuff going on like that, you know, just things that I can't get finished or whatever, can't get around to, or they're failing and stuff like that. But anyway, you know, big wheels move slowly and all that kind of thing. So, right, I will get back, start my day, have my shower. I think we're going out to lunch, and then I think my wife is working nights, and then we do have a bus now collecting our daughter and stuff, which is handy. And I'm also stuck in a bad trade again, but they seem to be getting further apart. I think I said that last time. And this one, I don't know why I went in it, you know, so heavy, because it's a bio stock, and they can be quite whippy, and this one was quite whippy and did catch me out before, in fact. I think SPRC, whatever, something bio company or something. And yeah, but it has been quite spiky in the past, so I hope to get out maybe in the next few weeks on that one. However, there's a bit of sort of margin left, so I can still sort of trade, but it's very, what do you call it when it's low morale? It's very difficult to trade when I can see that bad trade right in front of me all the time. So I ended up having then a bad day trading as well the other day. But, So I have to try and get back on track with that. And who knows, maybe if there's some hope or some miracle to get those Disney files back of audio recording around Disney and stuff, it would be good if that, I could get that, but otherwise I may just have to accept it, accept the loss, and move on. Unfortunately, and unfortunately for you, I don't know, I think it would have been nice. I think some people are interested in that kind of thing, Disney and stuff. So sorry about that. I think I know what happened the first time anyway. I don't know why I don't know why the second file got corrupted, but I think the first one got corrupted because I was getting on, I think it was Tron, the Tron ride in Disney, and I was deciding whether to record it or not, and then I left it in my pocket to record. But because I took a photo of where I put my hat in the locker, you know, to take the number of the locker, because I knew I'd forget it, being so excited getting on a ride and then coming back not knowing what my number, locker number was, so I took a photo of it. So while I was turning off the recording, at the same time I was searching for the photograph of my locker number, and I think because I did both at the same time, it didn't save properly and that corrupted the file. So I think that's what happened the first file. The second file, if I remember correctly, I think it got corrupted when I was in Charlotte Airport coming back, and I've no idea why that one corrupted. So you can imagine that, as you know, I was thinking, okay, the file's over 3.5 hours, corrupt, that can happen, maybe an anomaly, and I was searching, fair enough, that can happen. Second time, no idea, that was more odd, because I use the app a lot, obviously I'm using it now, and I never had a problem. I knew it was coming though, I knew it was coming, so I should have been more careful, really, but there we go. Sometimes things just happen, that's it.
Alright, it's another couple of days later, or a week or something, and I don't know which microphone this is picking up while I'm driving. Basically, most of the time I think of recording, I'm just here driving on my own. Not like I get much of a chance where I'm driving on my own anyway, so... Anyway, where's this? I need to put the heat down a bit. What's been happening? I think I talked about the red trade I was in, or the bad trade. And as expected, I did get out of it, actually much earlier than I thought. However, it did not trigger my take profit target. It must have been moving too fast for it to trigger where I put it, because it came up almost exactly where it was, even a little bit over it, but it didn't trigger it. But luckily enough, I was kind of there when it happened, and I didn't want a chance waiting for it to go up to hit it again, so I took it at a loss. So I think it was a $2,000 loss or something like that, which was much easier a hit to take than what it was down. So I got out of it nonetheless, which means I can trade pretty normal, and it also means I'm still up on my account, still green for so on average maybe it's only 2,500 on, I don't know, when did I last have to reset it? And I took a break for 2 weeks as well. So, I don't know, say a month. So, that's still good. I'm still averaging $500 a week. But then after commissions and stuff, it's probably less. So, not bad. Hopefully I can get a bit better, you know, and that's all on sim. So if I can keep that consistent, that's the whole point. Obviously you're going to have drawdowns and everything and red days and all that, but a consistent profit where I could bring in even that, even 500 or 1,000 a week, would be absolutely fantastic. And then anything else over that is a bonus, but you know, just something where I can maintain some sort of income. And then as regards taxes and all that, I don't even know how all that works, because I've never been able to be at the stage where I'm taking money out purely to as an income. Oh, sneeze. That's a very hard turn to take here right when I'm sneezing as well. Anyway, yeah, what I've been doing for a long time is just like FaceTiming and stuff like that, using Wi-Fi and stuff. But and then of course I'm resetting my phone all the time because of these, because of what I'm trying to do, get the audio back. I thought with the iCloud, you know, it might be able to download those files. I still haven't been able to get them down. There's one more thing I can try, I think, which is back up onto my computer and see if that helps anyway. But then I might have to reset the phone again. I don't know if I'm doing that again. But every time I reset the phone, all these other apps are like, oh, well, you need to sign in, you need to register a device again, including the bank. So every time I have to do it, I have to ring the bank to tell them, oh, it's just a new device. It's the same device, but it's reset now. It's just it's a pain in the ass. So, and even though I changed the number, then it didn't register or something for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe because I didn't log out and I just let it log out itself. I don't know. So, and that's, my wife's having some, I don't know, something happened with her card or something. She had to get a new card for the bank. I don't know. I think maybe because she tried to use it for like, was it DoorDash in America or no, it was, I think she was trying to buy something when we were in America, and then that's like the bank red flagged it for, it was actually being used for other things then. luckily not much money, but it was being fraudulently used for small amounts, because she was like, no, that wasn't me. So they changed the card. So she's having issues with it as well. Well, different type of issue, but you know, there's been all of this sort of retrograde type of stuff going on, just like mix up of technology and things, and you know, systems that are being tried to improve upon, they end up making things worse because you can't access your own stuff, getting locked out of your own stuff that you own. It's kind of nuts. Anyway, so I'm just going to pick stuff up. I did a bit of gardening today, kind of. Mowed the grass and picking up some debris or whatever you call it, clippings, I believe they're called. Since I know from doing someone else's garden, you say, oh, you gotta pick up the clippings. Even though I left only a tiny bit. It's basically like leaves blown around in the, like they are now on the street in the winter. Wanted them cleared out, very, what you call it, pedantic or something. Anyway, didn't argue, did it? This is a long time ago, by the way. I'm just telling you, that's how I know they're called clippings. Right.
Okay, it's actually like many weeks later now, I think. I have no idea what the hell I was going on about before, but I know I was trying to recover those files, and I still haven't managed to do that.
CADL Candel Therapeutics, now at $1.29.
So I'm just doing a little bit of trading here. You might be able to hear background
you know, collards.
About but, 42 cents.
What I said I might do is talk to ChatGPT because I said that.
FDA fast track designation for its treatment of pancreatic cancer.
What's that?
Fast that track. Is Charlie Alpha Delta Hold Lima. On.
Charlie Alpha Delta what? Oh, CADL. I'm already on it. Okay. All right. Hold on. I might get a trade in here. Just 1 second. Charlie Alpha Delta Lima.
Order filled.
Has got some fast track FDA thing or something, I think. What is it? FDA granted fast track designation, something. Yeah. Something to do with cancer. Okay. I'm going to put a stop down below here. Either it goes or it doesn't. Because I made a huge mistake there. It's the same mistake you always make, which is holding on to the losers. And so, anyway, let's see if this trade goes anywhere. I have a trade on there. So anyway, what I said I would do is I wanted to go back and sort of, not really recreate, but see what I could remember.
BYND, Beyond... From the share is getting a pop to the high $10.
Maybe it's not a good idea to talk right now. BYND. Let's see. Now, why isn't that other one going since it's fast tracked for the FDA? It'll definitely go later. That's a really good catalyst. BYND. I think I already have that one. No? No. All right. That's a little bit. It's quite. That's even going faster than the other one. Earnings, is it? From earnings. That one's gone up. Not much volume, though. I don't know. Hold on, I'll just... where am I going with these things? Hold on, I'm just configuring my watch list here, and I'll put BY in the... I don't know, where will I put it? I'll put it here. And what was the other thing that I have a thing on? CADL. Charlie Alpha Delta Lima, which is, where is it? Did I not? Oh, there it is on the top. Okay, so I'll just put that there. All right. So now I have an idea. It looks like I'm about to get stopped out on that one, actually. Oh, it went up huge and then didn't do anything. Okay, either it goes or it doesn't. We'll see. We'll see what that one does. So my idea anyway was, if I can get this started, to get ChatGPT to ask me questions and to prompt me sort of about remembering. So here we go. I'm going to put ChatGPT here. Let's see what happens. Hello, ChatGPT. Can you act as my guest on the podcast, although you're the interviewer interviewing me about my time in Disney World, and prompt me with good questions to remember what my vacation was like visiting Florida in Orlando from Ireland, going with my wife and my daughter a couple of weeks ago, that we stayed there for 2 weeks, and asked me lots of questions so I can remember what it was like. So be a good interviewer, please.
Absolutely. Let's dive into the memories of your Disney World vacation. Can you share some highlights from your trip? Perhaps specific moments that stood out to you during your 2 weeks in Orlando?
Okay, well, I remember we got there after a long flight. I think we had 3 flights back, but only 2 flights there. I'm not exactly sure what the stopover was. Oh, I am. It was Philadelphia. We had to wait a while, and the gates were changed. There was a mix-up at the gates, but we...
CADL, now $1.
We got there. And, it's getting confusing with the thing. Sorry, yeah, but that's what happened, the flight there.
No worries. Traveling can have its share of moments. Once you landed in Orlando, what was the first thing that caught your attention or made you feel like we're really here in Disney World?
I think we went to the hotel and everything first. We were very tired. We had to get our bags, and we got a huge car. We got a black. We didn't know, but what black meant on Uber, but apparently it was the more expensive Uber, and so it was a huge car.
Order
And
cancelled.
so that was great. We got to the
Order
hotel, we
filled.
slept, and then the next morning we were
Sounds like
very,
quite the journey.
yeah.
After arriving at the hotel, did you have any specific plans for your first day, or did you take some time to rest and recharge?
We didn't rest much at all. We went very early to Disney World the next day. We went to the Magic Kingdom really early, and we were on the boat going across from the customer area over to the Magic Kingdom place. And it was very romantic. There was lots of lights. It was early in the morning. It was dark. We
BA
were one of the
Boeing and
first
Avalon agree
there.
on new order for
And it was a
4737
very
MAX
nice
aircraft
moment
runway
for the
Alpha.
entrance to, and very exciting as well for my daughter to see, and lovely Disney music piped into the boat. So it was very nice.
That sounds magical. The early morning boat ride to the Magic Kingdom, the lights and the Disney music setting the mood. It must have been a truly enchanting start to your Disney World experience. What was the first ride or attraction you and your family headed to in the Magic Kingdom?
Well, we were there early, so we had to wait a while on Main Street, and we had a look around the shops. I think we got a Starbucks and stuff like that. We had a look at the castle. There was a little opening ceremony. Of course, people who had resort tickets and were in resort hotels were allowed into the park early, so they got in, but we didn't. So, but there was a little. It was a little tricky at first because my daughter didn't want to go on any rides, and my wife got a little upset because we paid so much money. She didn't want to ride anything. But eventually, we kind of got on one or two small ones, like It's a Small World, and there was another one that she really loved.
Exploring Main Street, enjoying a Starbucks, and taking in the ambiance while waiting for the park to open sounds like a delightful start. Navigating the initial reluctance for rides is quite common, especially with little ones. It's great that you found a way
DROX
to ease
crossed
into it with
Bertha
attractions
Eisenhower
like It's a Small World.
106.39.
As the day unfolded, did
Got
your
an
daughter
upgrade
warm up to
earlier at
more
Bank of
rides and
America with a
experiences?
buy rating and
A little bit, yeah. And I was
$128
surprised
price
to see that
target
there was a
given
Starbucks
lower
there. I
rates.
thought it was a Disney kind of a coffee shop or something, but I learned then it was a Starbucks. But yeah, she warmed up to a little bit more rides. Usually the smaller ones, they just went about. By the end of the week, I think I managed to. I said I was going to go on some of the big rides, so I just had a day out myself and went to like three different parks in one day. And got to do all the different rides by using all the lightning lanes and stuff like that. And so I got to go on some of the roller coasters myself.
That's a clever approach, taking a solo day to experience the thrill of the big rides. Utilizing the lightning lanes definitely helps maximize the adventure. What were some of the standout moments for you on those roller coasters, and did you have any favorites among them?
I think the first one I did was Tron, and I think that's where everything got messed up with my recording. I recorded about 3 or 4 hours of audio to be able to put it on the
Coming up,
podcast, the
the
Overnightscape
CPI
Underground.
for November,
And
month of
then
a
what
month
happened
flat.
was, because I was opening the
Disney
photos app at the
consensus year
same
over
time
year
or
is plus
something, there was a problem with
3.1%.
it.
Core CPI plus
And
0.2%
that
month over
ruined
month
that.
plus
But anyway,
4%
I
year over year.
enjoyed
Coming up
the
in less than
Tron
5 minutes now at
ride,
8:30
and
a.m.
then
Eastern Time.
another one in Epcot as well.
It's unfortunate about the recording glitch, but at least you have the memories of those exciting rides. Tron is known for its futuristic and immersive experience. How did you find Epcot? Any particular ride or attraction there that stood out to you during your solo adventure day?
Well, Epcot, the best ride in Epcot was Guardians of the Galaxy Rewind, and that was fantastic. And then I suppose there was the other one, there was the Star Wars stuff. I think it was Universal Studios was the, some of the Star Wars ride. And then I think also in Universal was Harry Potter stuff as well. So we had some of that to do. And I loved eating and drinking around the world in Epcot as well. That was fantastic. I especially loved, I think, what was called the Welsh Dragon in the English pub there. That was a great cocktail.
Guardians of the Galaxy, Cosmic Rewind, sounds like an amazing experience, and exploring the Star Wars and Harry Potter sections must have been a treat for fans. Epcot's Eat and Drink Around the World is a unique culinary journey. The Welsh Dragon cocktail sounds intriguing. Anything else you'd like to share about your culinary adventures or favorite moments from your visit?
Well, there was, I suppose, there was things, there was the French stuff going on there. We went to some French thing in Epcot, and then some of the Korean stuff, some of the Asian stuff they like there. There was Anna and Elsa, which my daughter enjoyed. There was other things. There's, I don't know, there was a Minions thing, popcorn thing, which she lost her one of her first teeth, front teeth out of, so that was exciting for her. There was there's a whole bunch of rides and everything else, so it was, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Expensive though.
Theme parks can indeed get pricey, but the memories created often make it worthwhile. Any standout moments or favorite memories from the trip?
I remember doing a lot of walking around. There was a lot of walking. It was hot at first, kind of in the first week. In the second week, it really started to cool down. That really helped. And the crowd started to die down a bit as well. So that really helped. When it was too hot at first, it was just too much, especially with the crowds and the queues and things like that. Some of the queues were really too long. So I found that difficult, but especially because I was taking some cocktails during the day as well, and we weren't really getting a chance to rest. We were pushing it too much, especially staying on for the fireworks late at night and things like that, and the crowds were absolutely massive. But we did eventually start to take some days off by the pool, and my daughter absolutely loved just being in the pool in the hotel there in Orlando, so that was fantastic.
It sounds like a mix of adventure, heat, and crowds.
Yeah, well, it started to cool down the next week, so the crowds didn't bother me then too much. Once it started cooling down and we could walk around a good bit, once it started cooling down, it was much, much easier.
Glad to hear the weather improved and made the experience more enjoyable. Sometimes the climate can really impact the overall vibe. Any standout moments or favorite attractions that left a lasting impression?
Well, we did the
CPI month of a month plus 0.1%.
We did the People Mover ride, and all those ones in Future World or whatever it's called, and then Frontierland, and all those places. And then, you know, as I said, we did like three different parks in one day using the Skyline or the Skyliner and the
Transco Therapeutics,
monorail and stuff like that. So yeah, that was fun.
Pancreatic cancer with its lead candidate TTX-MC-138.
Sorry about that. That's Romeo November
Alpha
sounds.
Zulu RNAZ.
Sounds like you covered a lot of ground. Doing three parks in one day is quite an adventure. How did the Skyliner and monorail enhance the experience? Any particular park you found most captivating?
OGEN, Odyssey Health, gained shareholder approval.
Let me just pause this for a second.
November.
Let me take that down a second. Odyssey Health, hold on a second. What were we saying? The Skyliner, the monorail. Yeah, I really wanted to experience the monorail. Monorail was fun. Actually, it would have been ideal to stay in the Contemporary Hotel, which the monorail goes through, but it was too expensive. And but, you know, yeah, it was fun. I especially liked the monorail, the way it was able to go to Epcot from Magic Kingdom. And then we were able to get the Skyliner over to Universal. I think it's Universal, or no, sorry, Hollywood Studios. Hollywood Studios. That's where the Star Wars stuff was, and I think Harry Potter might have been there, or no, that was in Universal, I think.
The monorail and Skyliner sound like efficient ways to navigate the parks. The blend of Disney and Universal attractions can indeed be a bit tricky to keep straight, but it seems like you had a fantastic time exploring different worlds. Anything else noteworthy you'd like to share about your Florida adventure?
I'm trying to think back. Maybe if you could try and ask, try and specify the questions a little bit more, make them more specific, and I might be able to you're gone. I guess you only get so much time at ChatGPT. All right, well, there you go. I know I'm a bit busy while I'm kind of recording, and that didn't work out the way I thought it would. But I know it's a little recap, I suppose. And there's ChatGPT just talking away there. Of course, there's the new Bard now with Google. What's it called? Gemini. And you can use video and all sorts of things. So it'll be very interesting once they start putting all that inside robots that can move around. And we'll just be, and they can help us as well as talk to us and take instructions. The future is looking very interesting. I don't know about that. What do you think of that Leave the World Behind thing from the Obamas, produced by the Obamas there? It's a bit like that Don't Look Up thing, isn't it? I don't know. A lot of people are saying it's a warning, not a movie, kind of. I think they all are, aren't they? Okay, so that will have to do for now. I just thought I had that idea like a couple of days ago. I was like, I better do something about that because I still haven't managed to get those files back or anything. I think the Overnight Escape Central is coming back or something with Dave in Kentucky or something. I'm not sure, possibly. I don't know if there's any ideas for that, but I like that idea. Maybe if I could give ChatGPT a better microphone and get it to be a better interviewer, we can talk about all sorts of stuff, philosophy and everything else. At least have something to bounce back off of and, continue on the conversation. I like that. I like a bit of to and fro. Okay, that'll do for now. Thank you. All right, it's a couple of weeks later, I think. It was Christmas Day yesterday, so it's what we call Stevens's Day today, or St. Stephen's Day, which is Boxing Day in England, and I've no idea why either one is called either. I don't really care to find out. Go Google it if you want to. There's a lovely moon here. I don't know if it's a super moon or what. I just had to stop and get some petrol. I'm going out for a walk with my friend from Scotland. He's over visiting family, so I said I'd go for a walk on Stephen's Day because my wife was actually working Christmas Eve. And I didn't really process it until like halfway through the day, and then I got incredibly... I don't know what's the word, frustrated with the whole day. I ended up having like wine and everything in the middle of the day just to like ease my frustration, because there I was stuck again, and it was being a busy month anyway, and there I was stuck at home Christmas Eve, you know. I was like, feck this. So I ended up having wine and everything in there. I ended up having a little nap at the end of it. Well, it was nearly about 6 or 7 about that time, but by about an hour in, I was laughing at some stand-up comedy, so that sorted that out. It's not something you should do every time, obviously, but that helped. And then yesterday, drank a bit, you know, whiskey and wine and things. It was Christmas Day, so it was quite a bit of, did a bit of karaoke, and that we had to focus down.
But the moon, yeah, it's kind of, I can't really see it right now, but it was absolutely amazing there, just coming through sort of the countryside very early on the 26th of December 2023. So I'll be 2024 soon. Oh, I guess it's going to be some sort of a year. I don't know. Who knows? I better start making some headway here so I can get to the park in time. But, yeah, I should have got a drink while I was in the garage. So what's the update on everything else? Yeah, I tried to do some of the Florida stuff, what we did there, when it was Halloween is when we went, and I was trying to think back on a few things. It's just a pity that I lost all the stuff, but I suppose not a hell of a lot other than to talk about other than the rides and what we ate, really, but what the weather was like then, and, you know, well, I suppose it could be more descriptive about some of the things, but it comes to me later. I might do more of that ChatGPT thing. I've been using it quite a lot for different things. Finding it, I have to shout over the noise of the car here, which is a bit straining. Hopefully you can hear me okay. I thought that the phone wasn't updating again because that ChatGPT part I recorded on the computer, and I thought it wasn't syncing again. I thought there was another issue, but eventually I guess it did, because it's there and I'm recording this on the phone. So the other thing is the trading. All year I've managed to basically avoid blowing up my account, my simulator account, and I think I still haven't blown it up, but I had a disastrous one right at the end of the year there, and there wasn't any particular good reason for it, but then I was doing kind of okay, you know, the normal way, and again it was just, well, there was something I could, you know, attribute to a technical glitch, because it just wasn't getting me out at a profit, and even at a loss it still wouldn't get me out. So there's definitely something wrong with it. And I think sometimes when the money's so low, because I had an option on as well, and I think when it's so low, especially with interactive, whatever it's doing to try and manage the margin account or the maintenance money, whatever it's called, it struggles to, you know, is it going to do a margin call or whatever, I suppose, depending on what the price of everything is that, I don't know, I guess that's what was going on with the technical glitch, something like that. But even so, you know, getting out of the trade should have got me out. It's something I've noticed before with interactive. I don't know if it happens on the live, but of course you certainly want to make sure you're funded properly before you trade. But, you know, if you're trying to get out, you want to get out. You know, if you're trying to a market order or something, should just get you straight out. I even restarted the whole program to see if that was the issue, and it still did the same thing. And it's not the first time that happened. Before that's, I think that's why I ended up resetting it another time as well, which I was sort of disappointed about. It's like the second time or third time I had to reset or something. So I think I still haven't like completely blown up the account, but I think it's so much, like I think it's up 90% or something, that I might as well consider that account blown up. That's a long time before I did that, but, and I wouldn't say it's mainly attributed to the technical glitch, but it certainly did not help. But I do have a plan in mind to try and there's the moon there again, to try and curb that particular mistake that I make every month or 2 months or so. There's the moon. I just kind of going behind Wicklow Mountains, kind of near the Sugarloaf, and it's just dipping behind there because it's so low. As I go lower on the road, it looks like it's actually dipping, but it's just my, the road actually going down. Looks like it's, looks like a moonset rather than a sunset. But anyway, yeah, my plan is to move to Dash Trader Pro. The reason I haven't done that before is because I don't have a Windows computer, first of all. I mean, there is ways to do it on, you know, the likes of Amazon's, what's it called, AWS, or, you know, a non-local Windows virtual machine or whatever they're called. You know what I'm talking about. But I don't know, it's better off. I think I'll just, you know, get a Windows laptop and start from there. I didn't want, and the other thing is you have to pay it every month, so it's like $150 a month or something like that. So I didn't want to have overheads before I was actually earning something, or earning enough to, you know, cover the fees and commissions at least. And so I didn't want to do that until I was earning. But I suppose it's a good time to start now, because I'm over a year now sort of trading and seeing. And the option that DAS has on it for a mistake I keep making is I can set an auto stop. Obviously you're supposed to have enough discipline to put your own stop in, but what can happen sometimes, if you get too emotional, you can move the stop, you can take away your stop. It could be pre-market, it can move too fast and you just don't want to lose the money. So fear, I suppose, or stubbornness, or sometimes laziness, because I just want to get out at, you know, it's not greed, because I'm not trying to get more money, I just want to get out and be done with anything, you know. But not that greed is an unknown thing either. I mean, it's very common as well. But that's not the particular problem that I'm talking about. So most traders, that would be the problem. But it seems to be the other way around for me. Maybe on the, you know, you're just like a deer in the headlights. You go to freeze mode and everything's happened so fast. You're just hoping it will go back up. You go into your mind, you go into internal dialogue. I don't have, my executive function is not working, so my hand is just not pressing the button. And that can very quickly turn into a bad situation, which obviously it did this time. Most of the time I was able to at least turn it around a bit. But I guess this time I'll just change the whole thing, kind of start again, give it another maybe 6 months to see. Because, yeah, with the auto stop, I can just set it at a particular negative amount or negative percentage or whatever, and have an auto stop come in. Now, the problem with that is it only works market hours. So it doesn't work pre-market. So pre-market, I still have to be on the ball. What I think will happen, well, what I hope will happen, having the auto stop as an extra guardrail or safety net, is that I think I will manually get out anyway with my own stops, hopefully without that auto stop ever having to be kicked in, because I just know it's there and I just know it's going to do it for me. I don't think I'm going to let it do it for me. I think I'll just be able to get out myself, but it'd be good to have it there. The other probably con of having it there is that there is some huge volatility that could, on a stock that you might want to stay in, that you could possibly earn a lot of money from, but then it just swings so big in the wrong direction that it'll just take you out, and all it was was a quick swing and not an actual move in that direction at all. For example, like kind of like an algo spike or something like that, that's possible. So anyway, if I set it, like, depends what you set it at. Oh, this is all very interesting. I didn't know that's what I was going to talk about. I guess I'm becoming a bore. I was listening to Derren Brown's latest book, Book of Secrets, and he's becoming a bore too. But I think it's an intentional, I think that's why it's intentionally like that. In other words, that's what the secret is to become a bore, kind of thing, and be happy with that. Right, so let's see where we go from here. Pause this. All right, it's another couple of weeks later. I'm out on a morning walk, and I haven't been keeping the walks together as much in the last 6 months or something. I've been taking the weekends off, like, so it's hard to get up. My wife is working nights then, or I have to be there for her. She's off school at the weekend and things like that. It's just hard to kind of fit it in. I try to go back on the treadmill because I've been walking outside for the last kind of almost a year, and walking outside for some reason it doesn't help me lose the weight, only the treadmill, because I sweat in the treadmill. I sweat a little bit walking out, but not as much, and so that compared with, like, probably not exercising as much in time as well. Like, I don't do the full 2 hours anymore. Do maybe an hour 45 minutes or something. And then, not looking after the food as much. We went on holiday, and then there was Christmas and all of that. And I haven't been doing my intermittent fasting. So there's three contributing factors there to kind of putting weight back on, which is I don't know why I was surprised, but I just thought I was doing better than I was. I thought I'd maintain my weight a bit, and I didn't. But that's always been with me. Once I stop even a little bit of, like, my serious training, it just comes right back on. And I can't take my eye off it for a minute to manage it. It's a bit ridiculous, really. Maybe I'm just supposed to be this way later on. But then if I don't keep managing it somehow, I'm going in the right direction, healthy direction. But anyway, about the walk. It's a couple of weeks later. It is the new year. It's like, I think it's nearly the 8th of January or something. And there is, in Miami, all the cops there in Miami, there's aliens. What the hell is going on there? That was one thing I failed to mention. We did take a trip to Miami when we were there. Rented a car for a day. Crazy drivers down there. And also, just waiting at stoplights and stuff at some of those intersections. It takes such a long time. It's crazy nuts. But it came out, visits and all that kind of stuff. But or a Walmart. I don't think we went again. Is there still Kmart? We had a very quick trip to Miami, but not a hell of a lot to say about Miami, really, other than we went to have a quick look at the beach and stuff. But what the hell is going on? People say there's no videos of anyone, the teenagers with sticks or fireworks. There was like nearly 100 cop cars there at the Bayside Mall. like reports of people say, like, no videos of nothing. Like, okay, if it wasn't aliens, then what was it and where are the videos? Like, obviously something went on, 100 cop cars nearly. You know, nearly all the cop cars of Miami, at least that section of Miami or whatever. So what was it if there's no videos? Well, there is some people coming on, and whether they're telling the truth or not, who knows, saying that they did see, you know, portal and interdimensional kind of entities. Like, it looks alien-ish, I guess. Or demons, or whatever, I don't know. Not really surprised. I mean, a bit surprised, but I did. It's so strange to say these things, because I often, like, how weird does it sound if I say it? But I'm pretty sure I had that thought, but I dismissed it straight away. You know, as you do when you have, like, thoughts like that. When I was in Miami, about the energy of the place, and it felt similar to the energy of, like, Vegas or something like that. And I did think of aliens, believe it or not. I thought of, like, sort of a box being open, an interdimensional thing. You know, that wasn't, it was my imagination, what I thought was my imagination. It probably was, it might be just a coincidence. But anyway, it's pretty wild coincidence, I suppose. But I do remember having that thought and dismissing it while I was in Miami. About my, the thought was about it happening in Miami. Oh, God. Sometimes these things happen and I wonder, like, wonder, is it me? Like, do I have that power? If it is, boy, would I love to harness power like that. You know. But yeah, no, it's likely just a coincidence of having many different kinds of thoughts. I'm sure I'm not the only person who thought of that. So there you go. That would tell you something. That would tell you it's rather statistics rather than anything else. So I don't know what else I was going to talk about. On the trading. I have switched to DAS. I did go for a 14-day trial, which is free. And you could probably do VPNs and, you know, different emails and keep going for 14-day free trials and all that. But I just, I don't know, just the hassle of doing that. And I think I probably did afford to test it on a Mac through Parallels or something like that before. I was just like, just for ease of use, I just signed up for some 3-month billing thing simulator, and that's just to try and get used to the platform. So I'm trying to get used to that. The scanners are not as good on it. It doesn't have the alerts that TWS does, Trading Workstation. It doesn't have anything. But anyway, the exits do seem to be cleaner, a bit easier. The 14-day free trial thing didn't have the auto stop function, but this one that I paid for does. So I'm trying to figure that out, and maybe today I can do that. However, on Friday when I was doing it, the last day, there was something wrong with the ratio or the average out or something. There was something going on in the back end, so much so I got on to DAS support and I was like, something going on here, because I had like 2,500 trades on that. Like a $32, $34 stock that went up, you know, 10, 20 cents, whatever it was, 15 cents. It should have been 1,000. It should have been at least over 1,000. It was only $250, and the spreads weren't even that wide. So I was like, there's something going on. Now, they did recommend to select some last P&L option or something, which, I mean, it did appear to help us the accuracy, but it's still... had the same problem with the ratio, so I was like, I'm not going to go and support again, it's getting late in the day, I just turned it off, I said, maybe it'll be gone, you know, by the next day, so I'm going to try again, no, I'm not going to try again today, it's tomorrow,
not this. Right. Okay, so we won't be doing that today. But yeah, okay, getting used to death. What else? I'd like to talk about my friend's dad died, so I went down to a funeral in Wexford. Just to support, and that's pretty much it. And then the aliens in Miami. Who knows? Apart from all that, nothing too bad except finances. And really, payments getting on top of us, obviously, because of the holiday still. Paying that off and trying to chase the tail. And it's like my other half wants to go and plan this other holiday, but I'm like, we cannot. We just simply cannot do that. We have to start saving instead of using credit all the time because it's just not working. And it's not working out. So finances never seem to get on top of them. Hopefully, maybe this will be the year to be able to do that. Other than that, just trying to get on top of things for the year, get the year started. I guess there'll probably be more alien stuff for. I guess that was just maybe a distraction. Some people saying for the Epstein files or something. Or Israel, or who knows. There's all that stuff as well. Anyway, I might do more of the ChatGPT stuff later. Yeah, that's all for now. I'm very happy.
Alright, it's another day, afternoon, and out on a late afternoon walk, and instead of doing the 2 hours in the morning now, I kind of do an hour and a half, and then I'm going to try and do the other half hour in the evening. It helps clear my head kind of after work a bit. But, it's a tough day trading. I definitely need to be more disciplined. I ended up net up $376 or something. Which is good to be able to calculate. But using DAS, it's a bit different. It's charging. I seem to be going in bigger, I feel, on DAS, and doing more scalps. But I did catch one trailing stop at the end there. That was good. But it's a bit different. It doesn't let you get out if the trailing stop is locked in. If you have a stop locked in, it doesn't let you just they want to mark it out. You have to take off the stop first, which is a bit cumbersome. I don't know if there's any way around that. So I see that Dave in Kentucky doing the central. I think I'm too late to submit anything because it's today. But the occult not being a good idea, or fast food not being a good idea. It's a bit late to get it in, and I think he wants it in MP3, so I'd have to transfer it to the computer and then put it through a thing and everything. So I don't know. Both of them are not such a good idea. I don't know. Are they not such a good idea, or are they? Fast food, of course. It's that old, age-old sort of a, delayed gratification thing, or, it's instant gratification but it's not so good for your body, In sparingly, I suppose it can be fine. If you're in a rush and you don't want to cook and stuff, that's what it is. I don't know why they can't just make normal food hot, that's fast, you know what I mean? Like, why can't you just go? Why can't you have like a McDonald's type of place that just sells like mashed potato all day and boiled pasta all day and whatever else comes with a couple of vegetables? It's not that hard to keep them ready to go all day, you know. They're healthy enough, aren't they? You know, boiled or baked potato or mashed potato with whatever protein if you want. Chicken breast, you know? I don't know. I guess people want the... It's all about the processing and keeping in the freezers. And I guess all that kind of stuff. Distribution. Anyway, that's the fast food. Occult apparently just means hidden. So it's knowledge that's just not readily available. It doesn't mean secret necessarily, it just means not so obvious, I suppose. Subtle, more subtle. The subtle arts. Forgive my panting here, I'm going up a little bit of a hill to turn around here, so I'll just pause for a second. Yeah, so yeah, just a bit of a wild day in the markets. It's like taking these sort of wild swings, which is I wasn't trading well at all. I managed to get out of it in the end. Or sort of trading like I used to trade in the beginning. Holding on and waiting for things to come back and stuff, which I knew it would come back. Of course, you always say that when it does, but there was a particular one, ClearMind Medical or something, which they talked with the FDA or had a meeting with the FDA, and it went up. But they do, well, what they're trying to do is this new psychedelic thing for treatment of binge eating, binge drinking, alcoholism, stuff like that. I suppose they're trying to get approved by the FDA, but it's a psychedelic thing, you know, and I can't imagine it being too easy to get that kind of thing approved. And if the news was any good, if there's anything positive out of it, I'm sure they would have said it. And all that was said in the news was that they had a meeting with them, which means they're taking it more seriously, I suppose, and getting it looked at. But so I knew the stock price couldn't go too much further than that. I mean, it wasn't like any sort of essential information, or for want of a better word. But so I was just sort of waiting for it to come back down. And it was shortable. A lot of stocks are not shortable. They're either on short sale restriction or hard to borrow and things like this. So then you have to pay extra fees to get a location and all this stuff. So most traders prefer to be on the buy side, but anyway, I won't go on too much about it. It's just still on my mind, just trying to clear my mind. I have my big jacket on today, although it's not as cold as I thought. I bought this big jacket about 2 years ago or something. So I think I was standing waiting outside the school to collect my daughter, and this is like a nice kind of layer of protection. So I hadn't used it all year, and then I forgot I had it, and I was like, around Christmas, so I was like, oh yeah, that big sleeping bag of a thing, I'll put that one on. So there, what was I saying? The occult, nice stream there, is saying that's not a good idea or something. This was the topic for the central this week, but I'll just say it here because I'm not going to get it in. But the occult is unavoidable. There's another bit of a hill here. You know, religion, stuff like that, I guess.
just a certain type of people who are vulnerable to misinformation, I suppose, and do need something to hang on to or to have faith in something. Or self-help as well. And if you can mix self-help with belief, then, which is often the case with these things, they feel like they're getting the help. But the thing is, you often do need to sort of believe something for real change to take effect and stuff. So, but what the actual truth is, I don't know. From everything I've looked at, it does seem to be some sort of a prison thing, or prison planet, or something, or spiritually, or souls, or I don't know. Like, when we get to the next level, you know, people say they see the light and they feel great and all that. But I wonder, is that just another deception? You know, like layers of sort of movies that just play, you know, so... You know, like you enter this movie and this part plays, whatever part you access. And in other words, it's never really real. A bit like our mind is something like that, isn't it? Like, you know, so all these chemicals and dopamine and serotonin and all those neurotransmitters. Same for any of the animals with brains, really, isn't it? Like, you know, cows or cats and dogs, horses. I know I can feel a bit of a wind blowing there. It's probably not good for recording. But, I don't know. You know, I know I also wanted to try and record or say more about Disney and all that. I don't know what I can remember now, but... something that I might do before this, although I'm sort of thinking of wrapping this up now, but it's getting sort of late. It's January, nearly mid-January already, 2024. I did talk about the Florida thing, yes, I did. All right, I can feel the wind going against this here now, so I'll just stick on some sounds or podcast or something and listen. I'll be right back probably to wrap it up and eventually get this uploaded after. I don't know. I think I've had another show for about 6 months or something. Well, I guess that's not unusual for, what is this, cloud base? What am I? Oh, the wool gathering, yeah. Not unusual for the wool gathering, is it? Sort of go off and gather some wool and then come back. All right. Again, I'll get that half hour walk in. I think I'm 15 minutes in already, yeah. Alright, I'll be right back to wrap up then. Alright, it's the next morning. And decided to take a walk outside instead of the treadmill. Seemed peaceful, but now that I'm nearly finished, it's I thought it might be too cold, but actually I'm too warm. So I'm wearing this bloody big coat. And it doesn't really suit for a long walk. And anyway. Yeah, I was just listening to the latest version of the Horror Nightscape. And Frank was talking about synthesizers and... I don't know, he's waiting on certain copies of ones to come out or something, but it just reminded me of a video clip I watched yesterday, which is a new device that just came out from Teenage Engineering, and I think it's called the Rabbit, I think. And it's an AI device. I think they're calling it a large... action module, a LAM. So it's all about like
You notice what way with ChatGPT there takes a while to respond, maybe a second or two, maybe more. And so they're saying like this can give you a response in 500 milliseconds. You know, I don't know if that's a guarantee, but they're like, you know, it's the aim is that it's to get it done quickly, you know. But it has a camera as well, and you can speak into it, but it's a standalone device, you know. It's not an app you have on your phone or anything. It's a specifically made hardware in mind for the AI. And apparently it can book you like flights and come up with ideas for your vacation and all sorts of things. And you can actually train it and stuff like that, even through your email. It can email you, you can email it back in, like an assistant. And I think the video was out on January the 10th, and I think it's already available to buy by the end of the month or something like that, around $199, which seems very reasonable. I think it has Bluetooth for headphones and stuff like that. You can play music and ask it about music and all kinds of things. It's basically ChatGPT-4, but as a hardware device with a camera, so it can recognize things by video as well. So you can point it at your fridge and say, this is what I got in my fridge, make me a recipe. And that will give you an idea, you know. So just what I told her that one was that Frank was talking about new devices or something. I was like, oh yeah, I must say that. I'll be right back.
And again, it's later on the same day. It's magic. It's night time and I just realized there's no milk or bread for breakfast in the morning, so instead of having to do it in the very early in the morning before everyone gets up, because people rely on me around here for breakfast, is to do it now. So doing it in the night. Yeah, the other thing, I know I was talking about AI last time, so I'll just kind of continue with that. Because I was looking at also Apple having a new AI, I don't know if it's built, they're saying it's built from the ground up or something. It's called Ferret or something like multimodal AI. That's going to be, I don't know if it'll just be that in the next download or if it already is or something like that. I don't really know. They're calling it Ferret anyway. I didn't see anything from Apple themselves, although it looked like, so it's just YouTube I was looking at. Anyway, it was that end of it. And then what was the other thing? Yeah, that's it. The trading went okay today. I am on the simulator, a Das Trader, and it's going okay. Yesterday was really difficult, and I ended up with even though it looked like a profit after commissions, I still ended up like down, or was it the day before I was down 150, and then yesterday I was like up 150 or something like that. So it's basically for 2 days just break even. But today at long last I had a decent healthy amount of green. It's like $1,000 or something like that. Not real money, but $1,000 the same. After commissions, I think it was $1,600 or something, but after commissions, I had taken so many trades, the commissions added up to about $500 or $600. And so it just depends what they're charging for it. I think like every 1,000 shares is like $15 commission, something like that. So the way I'm trading, the broker's going to love me. I'm trying to thin it down a bit. I mean, because I don't care how much commissions I'm paying, as long as I'm making money. They can have as much commissions as they like, you know. main thing is that I'm making money. That's all I care about. And if the broker loves you, then you know that's fine too, because they'll give you more perks probably if you're trading with them every day. But in saying that, it probably means that I'm taking too much risk as well. Still, so I have to analyze that a bit further and see. But however, I think I'll just continue with the way I'm trading anyway, which is basically scalping for the moment, because the way the market is, there really is not much other option. Because even if I did get one or two, like where I can put a trailing stop on, but you know, if you don't go heavy in those ones, you really don't get all that much. Even though it looks great, it's like your stop is falling up automatically. That's another thing about Dash Trader. You can't have you can't really exit out once the stop loss is in. You're kind of locked into that thing. But I presume there is some script I can do where it's called OCO. One order cancels the other. One cancels the other. Where I can do that. I believe there's a bit where I can put in the script called cancel all or something like that, and that will actually do that. So I might do that. I don't know if that will possibly mess anything else up. I'll just cancel all the orders on while putting that order on, which, yeah, that could work actually. Just have to figure out how to put it into the script. There was another script. I don't know which way I should go. Should I go this way? No, straight. I don't know. What was I going to say? Oh yeah, there was another order, and saw it on YouTube. I think I might have messed it up though. But you can equalize or something like that. Equalize. I think that's what they called it. The order, like you can put in, so it doesn't matter how expensive the stock is, there's a formula you can put in, because usually if you buy 1,000 shares of a stock that's a dollar, that's worth a dollar, that's obviously it's like $1,000, right? So you're buying $1,000. It doesn't mean you're risking $1,000, by the way. The risk can be up to you. It's just where you want to stop out at. So the risk could be $10 or $100, right? That's up to you where you want to stop out at. I mean, you can risk it all if you want, but most people don't risk all their money, you know? So you're only putting a little bit on, and ideally you have quite a bit more in your account than that anyway. Most people do. I mean, some people can trade with it, have tried trading with $1,000 accounts, but if you're not experienced, you will more than likely lose that. So it's a good idea to have more than that when you start, or at least be proficient in simulator first. But and that house still has Christmas lights on. So what was my point? What I was going to say. Overall, I'm going to be happy. I'm going to take the green day, and I'm going to be happy with that. And just see. I just want to try and protect then, basically, the equity. All the days. The other thing that DAS does as well is it just resets every day automatically, which is nice in some ways, but it's also a bit annoying because I can't like fully track or record my thing, although it does have a screen recorder built in, which is handy, and I have been using that, and I have gone back and looked where I've gone wrong already, and it is very handy to have that built in. But to track it and all that, what I should be doing is just exporting the what's it called, you know, the whatever the Excel thing is, whatever you call that thing, export the data. That's what I should be doing. I think I did do it once or twice, but what I've actually been doing is just like screenshotting my P&L, and that's kind of one way of doing it
for the moment. So just while I'm on a simulator, but so I'll see how that goes. That's it. I'm just out here getting bread and milk. I'm not sure which shop to stop at. I could have gone to maybe some smaller shops there. But looks like I'm going. Like, I could go to the garage, or I don't think Tesco is still open, is it? Looks like it might be. Oh, I think it is. All right, let's go in there. All right, I'll be right back. All right, so we got that stuff. And as always, you get the bit of extra stuff. I don't even know what it was. Yogurts and butter and stuff. A few bread things for lunch or whatever. Which really should be more healthy. We're so unorganized. We're so unorganized. In fact, I only had cash there and I couldn't pay at the with the beeper, because you can only pay card at that. And because again, we're so unorganized, we only use one bloody card in the house, and she never puts it back where I always put it back into this little place where we should both be able to access it. It's just not that we planned it or anything. We should have our own cards. In fact, it is. I don't even know whose card we're working off at this stage. So trying to pay off the credit cards. We're not using that one now. And look, and it's red flagged anyway, as, and you have to call to lift the thing all the time. That keeps happening all the time over this simplest things. It's good to know, I suppose, that it's secure, but at the same time, bloody awkward having to ring the bank all the time. But anyway, it's sort of a blessing at the moment, because it just stops us using it, and I'm not harsh bringing them up. So, you know, in a way, it sort of helps us pay it back in a way. Sort of freezes it. I see the pub. Is there anyone in the pub tonight? Not really. It's a Thursday night. You do hear of more pubs closing down around the country, which is probably kind of a good thing. I don't know. I mean, it was too much in our culture, really, but at the same time, it did bring people together. You know, it is obviously, drinking is quite a social thing, so I don't know. It's a difficult one. Oh, we're getting a new Chinese here. Lambs. Doesn't seem to be open yet. I did hear of that on the Tiki Talkie. So it must be a chain, because I've seen a few of them around in Dublin or wherever. LAM. And there, that was the thing as well. Large, not the large language model, large application model or something. So that was called Lamb today as well, wasn't it? The rabbit or one that I was talking about earlier. That's called a Lamb as well. A lot of things being called Lamb at the moment. In particular, LAM. To be interesting. Yeah, so that's it for today. At least I have stuff for the breakfast in the morning. Get the milk. I'm thinking of, like, since I was listening to the Overnightscape, like, Frank being vegan wouldn't even have milk, right? There was a joke the other day, well, in so much as it, whoop, this always happens, the bag always falls over as well. The shopping falls everywhere.
joys of it all. So, yeah, the joke was, you know, not only do we kill and eat the cows, we eat veal as well, which is their babies. And not only do we take their babies and eat them, we drink the cow's milk, which was intended for their babies. And it was done in a joke format by a stand-up comedian on stage. So I know it doesn't sound funny when I say it, but that's the format it was given in. Of course, everybody was laughing. But laughing because it is real. I mean, that is exactly what we do. It is kind of disgusting when you think about it like that. It's just so normal in our culture to have, you know, cereal with milk and milk. I've had milk all my life. You hardly don't give it a second thought. Or we buy milk every week. I don't have it that often myself nowadays because I have been having kind of rooibos tea, recommended by Frank a long time ago, actually. But and just by coincidence, but that's not the reason that I got it or anything, but I just remember that he was onto it way before I was. But yeah, so I haven't been, but although lately I've been putting a bit more in coffee with if I get decaf coffee, I do put a drop of it in that. And it was only tonight that I decided for a long time that I'd have a sort of a late night snack and have a bowl of cereal. So I saw my daughter had one, I was like, yeah, you know what, I'll have a bowl of cereal. And then I realised, well, there's no milk. Good thing I realised that, because she wouldn't have had any for her breakfast. So went down and got some milk. See, fascinating. Glad you're tuned in now, aren't you? Alright, I'll be back with more tomorrow. I don't know what else. Maybe I'll just wrap this up for now. See what other stuff I can come up with. Where's this? Not going on here. Oh, there we go. Aircon or whatever. Windows. There it is. Yep, so we're back. I'll be interested to look as well at the overnight skip central out as well. I know, I'm like, I'll go and listen to it, but I should have been on it, really. I don't know, something about the deadlines, maybe, for me. Anyway, I'm glad to have reported my trading today. I should taking accountability for that. There's so much stuff I have to do. They're not getting around to doing. Taking my blood pressure for 1 week. It's ridiculously difficult to do 3 times a day for 1 week. Try and stick to anything 3 times a day for 1 week. It only takes seconds. But you know, nope. And I actually did. I remember doing it before myself, and I even got a device to do it before. But the doctor wants me to do it, you know, manually or whatever. And so I gave it as a challenge to my wife, because she is a nurse. I was like, okay, well, you're the nurse, because she didn't do it last time. I was like, I want to make sure you do it this time. And even she can't stick to it. So I'll show you how difficult it is, you know. You think as a nurse you'd be able to have that pretty scheduled in your head. Surprised, actually. I think she really has ADHD. Doesn't want to know about it, but pretty sure she's got it. If you know what doom boxes are, then you probably know what ADHD is like. She's pretty good at those. It's her anniversary next week. 13 years married. And because of the cost of that Disney last year, we really won't be doing anything.
We usually do try and do something, maybe a night out somewhere or something like that, but not going to happen this year. It's going to be frozen pizza, I think. Alright. Well, that's all for now. Let's see what tomorrow brings. It's the weekend.
Okay, another day. Oh, is this in? It's recording here, or is it recording? 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. This is recording from my headphones. I think I am recording from my headphones. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, that's probably gonna, not going to sound too good, is it? Although these headphones are supposed to be okay, aren't they? Yeah, probably. I can't, like, if I'm coughing or grunting, I can't pull the microphone away from me. So, sorry for that. yeah, maybe I'm better off taking it off the headphones, actually. Okay, see.
All right, say, guys. Is that better? One, two, one, two. See you. Oh, yeah, that's, I'm definitely on the phone now. Well, it's another day. It's a Sunday, and kind of two long days there, but both days I kind of took off exercise. One day it was just to sort of reset my nervous system, and the next day is because my daughter was home the whole day and my wife was working, so I decided just to be more present in. So that's 2 days no exercise. I said I better do it today, even though it's a Sunday. Get back into the swing of doing that walks. I did listen to the Urban Landscape Central with Dave. You know, at least it's a little refreshed. I don't know, is the concept that the concept of two or three different topics, that helps as well. A new host helps, I guess, a bit. And Dave's doing a great job. I don't know, I still think there's something missing in it. Like the thing I was doing with ChatGPT. I suppose I could do that and then just talk about any topic, really, and then that could be part of it. Or even this. Maybe after I do this, that's what I could do. I could release this as, like, the last, what's it called? Wool gathering. And then the rest of them, I could just send to Dave. And I don't have to sort out the MP3 thing out though. Anyway, there's a couple of things I wrote down that I wanted to talk about. I'm on a slight incline at the moment as well, so. But hold on, I have to get to my notes. There's other people walking down as well, so. Hold on, I'll be right back. One of the things I've written down is a magic red shirt placebo, which is, it's kind of relates to what magic is. Actually is, it's all a placebo, no matter what it is, you know. It's like, and what the red shirt is, you know, these pickup artists and stuff, and one of the things they suggest is, like, you can go in, you can walk up to a pretty girl or whatever they say, and but just change whatever one thing, and that's wear a red shirt. And they tell you all sorts, you know, this vibrates your power, your sexual energy, and all this, and you sort of take these references or suggestions as a
as a kind of a, what would you call it? Suggestive, yeah. It's suggestive to your subconscious, so you take it on board. And and use that. But, and, you know, for certain people, it will work. You know, they'll think that magic red, that red shirt has magic. But really, all you've done is been able to find that place in yourself to be able to do it or something. And I suppose, I think that's what a lot of magic actually is. Everything, including the sigils or the whatever the rituals are to do very much that same thing. To get to that place in your head where you can sort of believe the suggestion or whatever. And so I guess demons or energies or whatever you want to call them are those named parts of those energies to access, you know. So, and it probably helps the human mind to imagine them as one type of being or something like that. So it's all kind of like hypnosis in a way or something. That's one of the things I have down in the notes. The other thing is just that nostalgic tune that's been around TikTok anyway, which is, I don't know the name of it, but you'll know what I'm talking about. It shows all these 80s pics of like old toys and different things, old chewing gums and all this kind of stuff in the 80s. That's very nostalgic, but it has this kind of 80s keyboard warble kind of style. Like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Oh, I can't do it justice. You'll know what I'm talking about, though. And if I can find it, I'll try and stick it on. But it's hard to record with the phone and record on the phone while I'm recording. But, you know, I'll try. You know, I could pause this and I might try and get it later anyway, because I just want to get these down. Oh, there we go. I have a phone call, so can't do anything. Well, maybe I can finish just these while I'm at it. The Cassandra effect. Elon was actually talking about this. I wanted to mention it before, but Elon got there before me. So he was mentioning the Cassandra effect in one of the interviews. I don't think the interviewer picked up on it, but he was saying I could be a sort of a Cassandra on that. And what it means is to be sort of blamed for something that you're not blamed for. Let me look it up very quickly. Hold on. Let me just look it up very quickly so I don't... I think I might have talked about it before, actually. The Cassandra metaphor, labeled Cassandra syndrome, dilemma, relates to a person whose valid warnings or concerns are disbelieved by others. Yes, so the Cassandra effect. So people are not believing you, right? Not listening to you. So you become a Cassandra. The other thing I wrote down is reason we have rage or war, like saying reason we like sweets or carbs. This is another thing Elon was saying. It was like saying, you know, it's a bit like that song from Steely Dan. I heard it was you talking about a world where all is free. It just couldn't be, and only a fool would say that, right? Only a fool would say that. And this is kind of like what Elon was saying, like, if you think like you're, you think that the world could be free or whatever. And what he was saying is that maybe there's a reason for war, that we fight one another, like an intrinsic reason within our species, within our DNA, that we do things. And okay, yeah, fine, but there's also a reason, and this is, I know it's not exactly the same or anything, but there's also a reason we like sugar and carbs and things that are bad for us. That's in our evolution as well. But we know we shouldn't do it because it makes us fat. It's not a good reason, you know? So war and fighting each other and greed and that lack mentality that is ingrained in us. Yes, it is. He's not wrong about that. But it's not for good reason. He's just saying, like, why hope for freedom when these things are ingrained in us? They're meant to be there. No, not at all. Let's go for the freedom. Let's try and get over the things that are ingrained in us that are not good for us, that are not, you know? Yes, they are ingrained in us, unfortunately, but
hopefully we can get to a place we can get over it. And just not trying or not trying to try, it's just, that's lazy. So anyway, just, I said the nostalgic music and multimodal Apple, I mentioned that. And Tucker Carlson is the last thing. He's going around talking to everybody at the moment. But there is one thing he said, I think, with Roseanne Barr. And he was saying, you know, one thing that he did notice that I agree with him on is that they're lying about everything. They're saying that they can't take truth on anything. This other, I don't know what you call them, leftist group or something. I don't know what the hell politics is going on at the moment. But I agreed with him. Like, I seen what he saw, which is like, you can't even tell the truth about history or something historical that's historical fact. Like, generally, not something that we're not sure on, like stuff that we've seen already happening, you know, that we've literally seen, and them not agreeing with that. So it's like, you can't, it's like, there's no, you can't tell any truth or something. They're attacking even that. And he says, there's just something weird and odd and spiritual about the whole thing, and things that he can't talk about and all this. If you look through Tucker Carlson's stuff. And I was like, well, he does seem to be like, and yeah, and again, though, you don't know if he's, you know, one of these people who are staged or something like that. Anyway, that's the things I have written down. So, all right, be right back.
All right, it's another day. I'm just on the treadmill, so. I thought these microphones were supposed to be good. I don't know why I listened back then. It sounded absolutely terrible. But anyway, I'll just keep them on for the moment. I'm on the treadmill. Anyway, it's King Arthur Day or something. King Arthur Jr. No, Luther. Luther Jr. King Luther. Anyway, in America, so the stock markets are closed. So no work today. And daughter's in school, wife's working. So I said, if it was cold outside, I was going to go walk outside. I did for a little while, but it's so frosty. So I just finish it on the treadmill. So I just switched this on to record for I don't know what for. Anyway, I switched it on anyway, so I'm better start saying something. Martin Luther King Jr. That's a lot to say, isn't it? What day is it? It's Martin Luther King Jr. It's Martin Luther King Jr. A day. Holiday. What day is it? It's a day off. Okay, thanks. Well, I do have research to do anyway, so I will be doing some form of work. But it's not a have to be ready zone, you know. Sometimes trading can be a little bit like a game of basketball or baseball or something. There's this sort of a readiness or sense of urgency. You've kind of got to be really on the ball, because if you slip up, there could be a lot of money lost. So it's like being an athlete of the mind. You got to be prepared to pounce. It's like being a really good security guard. There's a lot of patience sitting there watching screens where nothing will happen for a long time. But when something happens, because it's a rough neighborhood and something's bound to happen, you've got to be ready. Whatever your taser, your gun, which in trading is basically your buy and stop losses, etc. It's a bit what it's like. yes, I don't have to have that kind of readiness thing today, so a bit more psychological approach to the day. It's much more laid back. Just get to do a little bit of research and stuff. But markets will be back open tomorrow. Of course, those who trade crypto or exchange, foreign exchange, Forex, they never get a break. They can just trade whenever they want. But just not very predictable.
in my opinion. Maybe 4x a little bit. I don't know. 4x. I think 4x is like, once you wait long enough and it's, you're in a currency that's predictable enough, you'll probably be all right. But there's a lot of holding on to drawdowns, I'd imagine. You're never really quite sure. Need probably a hell of a lot more money too, because you need to put a lot more in to make some money. So, and crypto is just like, who knows, you know. I suppose unless you're holding, you buy at a very low and just hold and hold. But you got to get out at some point, take profits. It's just very unpredictable, very slow. Anyway, I don't know, but you can make money on all those things, I guess. That's another thing, money. Are we going to get to a point where it's not so important? That would be great, to have this universal basic income so everyone can have, you know, the basics. Food, clothing, shelter, water. And just, you know, be able to clean themselves. Be able to get all the basics. Even if it's a tiny little shed or something. Like it's like, why haven't we done that, you know? And it's such a basic amount, you know. I mean, governments are worried about criminality and crime, especially if you put them all in a similar, in the same place and all that. This could be a cesspool for drugs and criminality and stuff, but I don't know, there's got to be a way that it can be done where they just wouldn't care about doing that stuff because they get enough at home. But then, I suppose the idea is that the middle class or the working class see the down and outs and say, well, I better keep doing this, because otherwise I'll end up like that. Because you make it look too comfortable, they'll go, well, I don't care about it, I look like that, so I won't bother working. And so then a lot of people just won't work. And so society will start to crumble. And so it's a difficult problem. I guess it's something like that. But if there's robots, which there should be soon, then you wouldn't have to worry too much about that aspect of people falling down to the basic income level if they want to. And robots taking over those positions. In fact, it might be necessary as companies or corporations start choosing the robots to then those people will fall into those things sort of naturally or on purpose, more on purpose than it won't be their choosing. And then in that way, that could be tallied much more, the data, how that could work and how to keep them occupied and have a sense of purpose. So I definitely think we can do it. I don't agree with the people who say, oh, what about, you know, we've got to be able to do things. Of course people are going to do things. We're not just going to sit there and do nothing. But the sense of purpose, the purpose is there. We have loads of purposes all day. Even getting up and making yourself breakfast is a purpose enough. Look, there's only so much shitty movies you can watch before you get to wanting actual information, unless you're kind of brain dead or whatever, which is fine. Then just watch shitty movies your whole life. Have a purposeless life if you want. Who cares? As long as people are not harming anyone, that's the main thing. Once you have that part solved, the rest of it's like, well, who cares if you're having like a shitty-ish life. You're not having a total shitty life. You're took care of for all the necessities. And in that sense, most people, I believe, will not be just wasting their time. They'll want to be doing something, taking part in something. So I don't think that's the problem. What will be a problem is the major psychology change of our sense of identity. Because humans don't know who they are. So they cling to these things called jobs and things and whatever, you know, sense of identity. And I can see that. I mean, I have that problem. I've tried not to have that problem. I tried to step outside it. I tried to step outside of that psychology that society imposes upon you, that you should have this identity. And it wasn't easy. It really wasn't. I did, when I went kind of back to training the last sort of year and a half, I have definitely have much more a sense of identity, and it's a nice thing. So it's not so much the purposefulness thing or anything, it's the identity thing, I think. And so that's not even to tell people, you know, what you do or whatever. It's more an internal thing maybe as well. I don't think that's an easy thing to change as much. So if you want to have some sort of work or some identity, it doesn't even have to be like hard work or you know. I think it would be definitely preferential if it was something the person was passionate about. You know, if they're a writer, if it's a creative thing, if they're writing or making songs or making art, you know, could be photos, could be painting, could be anything. I don't know what percentage of people are creative, but a lot of people are creative too. There could be a lot more creativity in the world then too, which is nice. And, you know, a lot more respect for it too. Which could be, it could be more of a world of a lot more art. Now, of course, not everyone wants to do that either. Some people probably get, you know, big into fitness and that kind of thing. And I can see it probably going a lot more towards the 6-hour workday or 4-hour workday. And just being like, cause look, most of the 8-hour work days, you know, most people, I know, at least 25, if not half, if not 50% of the time, they really aren't working anyway. So, you know, it's about being there and being around, and, you know. But still, I'm not saying all, but like a lot of jobs can be like that. But, yeah, condensing the work hours down as well. So the identity is still there, and that's still what you do. And then there's the basic income to cover. Everyone, like, nobody needs to be destitute. Like, it's come from more of an abundance mindset. And, you know, these things can definitely be done. If they're spending trillions on black budgets, all this kind of stuff, you know, we can definitely start looking after people on Earth. It's, you know, yeah, obviously there's probably reasons that it hasn't been done yet, and they're probably valid. However, I think going into the future, we can really start putting more towards it. And then the drugs end of things, like if people want to, I don't know, if it's an opioid, if it's depression, if they want to use things, I think if there was like a synthetic version of those things that were allowed, instead of a criminal market, but like watched and say, okay, look, if you want to chill out for a while, here's a sort of a synthetic opiate that doesn't harm you, and you go off and relax for a bit, but just don't do too much, and, you know, like sort of synthetic drugs or something as well. Things that, you know, it's trying to give things that are allowed but not abusable and not addictive and that kind of thing, you know, assists or whatever. That kind of thing. I'm saying or whatever again. I'm like, yeah. Or whatever other word you might want to use instead of assist is what I mean. So I didn't know I was going to talk about all that when I switched on recording, but I'll go back. I've got to put up the speed on this. Get this finished, run some music. Michael Jackson, maybe. Or Daft Punk, or trance. It's very hard to find, like, just instrumental, upbeat music. There's always some words in it. Sometimes I don't want words. Yeah. I'm giving you a lot of words. All right. I'll be right back, and I'll probably wrap this up then. Send it on. And you know what? Let's call this the last. Yeah, I like that idea. Let's call this the last wool gathering. And you know what? You're only going to hear me on the sensor from now on. I will no longer have a thing, because you know what? It's kind of ridiculous. It's taken me, 6 months to record something. In fairness, instead of not only these 2 hours, I would have had also, if there wasn't a corrupt file, I would have had also like 4 to 6 hours as well. So that would have been like eight or nine hours. So in a way, that's almost, if you go by 1 hour, it's almost one every fortnight or something. But yeah, let's call this the last one. And thanks for all who have enjoyed World Gallery. But if you want to hear more of me waffling like I do, because I'm a waffler, always being a waffler. I must get that clip for you later as well, just to sign off on that. And then, it was one of our politicians. But anyway, so let's call that the end. Let's say it's over for this one. And yeah, if you want to hear more of me waffling, I will try. Because it will force me then to submit to the central on the overnight escape as well. And so you know what? Probably more people will listen to me then anyway. Yeah. I don't imagine I'm that interesting. Okay. Well then, I'll be right back for the moment, and then I'll wrap this up and I'll try and get those clips and things, whatever I was thinking of. You know that one that I was talking about earlier. I know there's other clips that was maybe ages ago as well. Probably never got around to it. Yeah, I'll just finish my exercise here first.
Okay, so this is the song that I keep talking about. It's called Aquatic Ambience by Szizzy, Szizzie. And I won't play it for too long just in case it's copyright or something, but it's all over TikTok. And apparently there's something in it that can kind of make you cry, especially when you're looking at maybe the tone or the whatever semitone that it's at or whatever it's called, or the key or something. But especially looking at old 80s nostalgic stuff. And so you probably know it already, but I just wanted to get it down. So this is what it is, Aquatic Ambience. I think they got kind of mixed it up from an old Donkey Kong song or something. But it's incredible, the tune, though. I absolutely love it. Just goes on like that. Aquatic Ambience, Szizzy. I'm sure I can go a lot more into the background of that, but that's all for that one. Maybe I'll just have a quick look at what it says about it.
Isn't that true? Answer the question. Answer the question. Answer the question.
Nobody smokes green.
Nobody doing that.
Perhaps if you stop waffling. If you stop waffling, we might get some work done. You're a waffler. There've been years around here waffling.
I just gave him a bit of me tongue.
All right, that's... Maybe I wasn't quoting it exactly right, but that's... There you go. Maybe that was edited slightly. I wanted to get that one down as well. Is there another one there? I think that's the only one on YouTube anyway. Yes, Bertie Ahern. He used to be a Taoiseach or Prime Minister for Ireland. Could be about 20 years ago now. Maybe not that long.
There's not much there on Sizzy or how they created the Donkey Kong thing, but I just thought this was interesting. It says on hooktheory.com, aquatic ambience with Sizzy chords and melody. I was looking at the verse. Apparently it's some sort of, you know, oboe or something like that, some sort of wood instrument that has that like keyboard synthesizer sound. And it just says it's done in the key of F sharp minor. Aquatic ambience is written in the key of F sharp minor. According to the Theory Lab or Theory Tab database, it is the 7th most popular key among minor keys and the 15th most popular among all keys. Minor keys, along with major keys, are a common choice for popular music. The 3 most important chords built off the 1st, 4th and 5th scale degrees are all minor chords, F sharp minor, B minor and C sharp minor. See the F sharp minor cheat sheet for popular chords, chord progressions, downloadable MIDI files and more. And so this looks very interesting. They do all sorts of hook pad musical sketch pads and how to make hooks and with all these kind of, you can swap around chords and stuff. It looks like a really interesting website, hooktheory.com. So I can check that out for more, but that's why it's so, I don't know, nostalgic or something, I guess. So it's interesting. So I guess that's it for now. I think I'll just wrap this up and, you know, get it up there after, like, I don't know, over 6 months of recording. So unfortunately, couldn't find that Disney stuff. Maybe I might do more to talking with ChatGPT, or possibly if I buy that rabbit thing, the rabbit or one, it'll have a quicker response. It'd be probably better to talk to that. And maybe if I give it a decent microphone, give its voice a bit more heft or something, that might make a better interview or something like that. But I can see it going in interesting directions. But I think, yeah, that's it for this one. We'll wrap this up and, you know, thanks for listening. And if you want to catch more of me, I will try to force myself to, I probably will record, but just to remember that I'll probably be sending it on to Dave or something for the Central. I don't know if I'm going to be on topic all the time, but like, because if I record, and I guess I'll try and see what the topics are and slip them in. But the main thing for me then is going to be, I think he wants it in MP3, so I'd have to get it onto computer and all that. And that's probably going to be another little thing that's going to make me just not do it. But if it's only every month or every couple of months, I'm sure I'll get around to it somehow. Bluetooth file, swap it over. That might be an easier way of doing it, something like that. Okay. So that is all from the Wool Gathering. Finally, forever. So goodbye forever, the Wool Gathering. No more Wool Gathering. So that's it. Follow for more on the Overnight Skip Central if you are inclined to do so. Otherwise, goodbye and thank you, Ed from Ireland.